This is a test. This is a test.
It is.
Okay, this is July 28th, 1989. I'm talking to Russell Higgins. Now, you say you're born at Elkwater?
I was born at Elkwater, but I was raised at Mill Creek.
Uh-huh.
East Mill Creek, back on a mountain farm back there. About 40 miles from town.
40th and Plum.
Well, we say 4 miles from town. That's just about what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I grew up there till I left there.
And what was your dad's name and your parents' names?
My dad's name was Grover Higgins, and my mother's name was Bell. Now, she was a Killingsworth before she married a Higgins.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And did any of your people play any music?
Not particular in right in my family.
Uh-huh.
Our family all played a little bit of music, mm-hmm. you know, picked a banjo and guitar and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
sing any? Any of them sing?
No, they was no singers. Mm-hmm. Now the Hammonds, as I was relations to some of them, you know.
Are you?
Now they was a lot of them good singers, you know, back in yeah. singing the older songs. And
how were you related to them? Do you know?
Well, my grandma was a Hammonds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was her name?
Tildy. Tildy Hammonds. She married Bisky Killingsworth, James Killingsworth. We called him Bisky, but his right name was James.
Uh-huh.
And she grew up there at Mill Creek, around there. Yeah, right around Mill Creek, she grew up around there.
Your mother did? Your
Yeah, mother did. And my dad was born in Marion County, but in most of his life, he come here when he was a kid, and he spent his life here,
uh-huh.
around Mill Creek.
You know where your grandmother came from? The one that was a Hammonds?
Her father was Dick Hammonds.
Ah.
The old man Dick Hammonds.
Uh-huh. From Williams River?
No, he spent all of his life right around this neighborhood.
Yeah,
right around Mill Creek and Huntsville, through that area.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And later some of his second wife, that she went over in there someplace.
Uh-huh. Who's the people who played music that impressed you?
There's a bunch of people back there raised up was Pritz's.
Pritz.
And the old man's name was Charlie. And he had about 4 or 5 boys. And he had one they called Sylvie. He was a great banjo picker. And violinist too, he could play the violin. And they had another one they called Boney. Now, he played pretty good banjo too. And one they called Melvin. He played banjo. He's the one, most importantest one that I, you know, when I was a kid growing up, listened to. But then later, Sylvie was a lot better banjo picker, so he moved close by us, so we went down there and would listen to him. And he coaxed us a notion to buy a banjo. We did. We ordered a new one. Uh-huh. And he'd come to our house at night and play. And we'd have some wine, uh-huh. some old hen or something, you know.
Old hen.
We called old hen to set it in a barrel and we'd go get in that, you know. But didn't have nothing else. Didn't have nothing to drink. I don't believe there was such a thing as tea. They used sassafras tea back then, but we just had to go to hand barrel. That's all we did. Having fun.
Who do you think is the best banjo player you ever heard?
Who's the best I ever hear?
Old time banjo player. Who would you say?
Who would I say the best? Sylvie Pritt.
Sylvie Pritt.
Could play more pieces, mm-hmm. pick them out more rider mm-hmm. than anybody ever hear. And I picked up a lot of it. Back then, when I was growing up until I left home, I picked up a lot of his music, could play it, you know, just like him. But after 40 years not playing it, and the ribbon all left me, and couldn't do much for him. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to play music, you've got to pick and stay with it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't lay it down for, well, it's over about 44 years now that I never, well, Well, I'd say about 40, but I know it was 40 years, mm-hmm. and I never had a banjo. I never owned a banjo after I was married, and so my wife bought the patch one. And then I got to playing with that, and you know, and got to learn a little bit back. But my, I don't know now, since you've been here, if I've only picked a banjo a couple of three times, and it's probably been a year now since I've seen this put away. Uh-huh. I never think about it. I'm too tired, feel too bad. Don't enjoy myself playing anymore. You get that. You get tired, you don't enjoy yourself playing anymore. You sit down and listen to somebody else play. I just love to sit there and listen to the other folks play. But I don't enjoy hearing myself play anymore.
What, did you tell me what year you were born?
I was born 1914. 14. September the 12th. I'll be 74 years old. I'll be 75 on my birthday one night. That's the way I got to count. I don't know. Sometimes I lose a year. And sometimes I think I've added too many on. life's a funny thing, isn't it?
Yeah. When you were, when you met that John Christian, you were up in Gauley?
I was on Gauley River, yeah. Worked at Bob Jones's camp there. Several of the people there I met that I knew there. Bobby Heap, John knows a lot of them there.
How long since you seen John?
I haven't saw John since I left from there.
Is that right?
And the wife met some of the Friels was there in the hospital over here. And said, after we left from there, me and Cletus, and said they never could get in trace of us again. Said they always wondered what would come of us. Because said, they'd go out there and tear the woods down at night, day, and said they'd come in there and dance half the night, so they'd be tearing the camp down too. Said they never did forget us. Yeah. Well, she said, I'm his wife, Russell's wife. And she showed her Higgins, they know me. Said, I'm Russell's wife. We live right here below the airport. And Cletus said he lives right there beside us. Said they never did know what to come of.
Cletus is your brother?
He lives right here below the road.
Did he ever play any music?
He used to pick a banjo, son.
Did he?
He used to pick some. But he never played it after he left home. He never fooled me. I would have played it, but my mother told me, I know we'll forget that, just reading that in bed. She said every musician died in the poorhouse. That's what she told me. And you know, I kind of thought maybe she told me the truth. And I didn't, after that, I didn't go too much further. But now if she hadn't told me that, I'm probably been picking on you. I don't, of course, today's difference. Back then, the people, the way they had to work back 75 and 80 years ago, they didn't have time to play any music. Mm-hmm. They just had time to come in, lay down, sleep, and get up and go back. Mm-hmm. That's what time you had. Now, them people had an awful hard life.
Yeah.
They was in the cornfields, in the hay field, no machinery, no nothing. Some of them didn't even have a horse. But they was digging around the ground. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
Yeah. Was it? How'd you get your first banjo? You started to tell about that.
We ordered that from a company called Nation Bells Hess. Maybe it was an old company back years ago there. Then. He ordered that banjo.
That's how you got your first one.
That's the first banjo we had. Well, how we got started on that, going down by my uncle's, he was my uncle, Bob Hammonds, he was my uncle. He lived down below us, and they have a ring dang every once in a while. A man moved away and left an old banjo up there, and they took it down there, and they was all, they didn't know anything about music, didn't care, and they just talked there and hit it down over the post, you know, and knocked that old head out of it. I believe he said it had a groundhog head in it, and it was hanging on this fence when I went by. I was just scared. Look at that banjo, and he's dead. And I took a look at that. Yeah. He said, take that home with you. You can fix that and play it. I took it home, and I said, wonder what will I do for a head to put in that thing? They told me to kill the dog, you know. Have you heard the dog hides banjo? My mother said, I'll tell you what you can do. She said, you can take a flour sack and grease it. And said, it just smells like leather, and put a head in there. Mm-hmm. I did. I took this flour sack. She gave me a flour sack. I took a rag and wiped a little grease on her and cut her out, you know, and put her in there and clipped her down and drove her down. And I put a strip wire out of a screen window and put on it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the collies would make a pretty good sound. And I got some, they used to have shoe thread that they sewed their shoes with. So I said, that, I tried a twine string and it wasn't stout enough, so I took this wax end thread and this wax and I rosin them and put it on there, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I put it on the keys and I had to make them keys, you know, so that neck. That neck was a homemade neck. No frets or nothing on it, you know, didn't have nothing on it. But you had to play it like a fiddle, you had to hunt them, you know. Mm-hmm. And my dad said, by golly, he said, that sound pretty good. So said, that's a pretty good sound. He said, I'm going over to town, I'll get you a set of strings. I said, well, my dad could pick the banjo some. And he went to town, and he brought me back a set of strings and put them on there. Mm-hmm. That old paper head. Mm-hmm. Heck, that sound pretty good to me. I don't know how it sounded to anybody else. And he played some on it. Mm-hmm. And we went to picking on that, you know. And I did a trying it, and he showed me, you know, how to start a piece or two, and I could work them out pretty good. And here's this man moved down there, and he's a good banjo picker. We could stand there and spend half the night up with him, you know.
That was
Sylvie Pritt.
Sylvie Pritt. And where did he live?
Well, he lived on the head of Shaver's Run on Chestnut Ridge back there. They stayed there for years, and around there, and just right there, in 2 or 3 miles area, I believe the whole family must have outgrowed up there because mm-hmm. they was there when I was born, and they was there when I left and died there. And
they'd be back on National Forest now, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that would be in the National Forest now, yeah. Yeah, they people grew up there.
There isn't any Pritts around and still play any music, are there?
No, there ain't none of them. Yeah. Ain't none of them. It seemed like, it looks to me like that some of the family would have played, you know.
Yeah.
But all them boys could play but one. Mm-hmm. And maybe he could play some. I didn't know him that well. But I know that the three that I know could be pretty good. Mm-hmm. But now the rest of the families they raised and stuff, there's nobody picks a banjo. Yeah, that is that I know of. Any of their families played music. Mm-hmm. Any of their families. Yeah, the old Sylvie was a good banjo picker. He was a good violin player. He could play over 100 pieces.
Yeah.
He learned off Ed and Hammonds.
Is that right?
He's the man learning pick, learning start him on the violin. Huh. He had a lot of Ed in his pieces. Probably maybe play them all. Huh. He told me, I've heard him play. I've never stayed that much longer. I was got bigger after he didn't have no violin then when we was picking, but he wanted me to get one, but I laid off too. But I never liked the violin very much, but I never did get me one until later years, and then he done got one. And I went and listened to him play.
Do you know if did Donnie have any children?
Yeah, she got kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they around anywhere?
I would not know. I have not saw any of them kids. Uh-huh. Now, I know we used to go to dances. This one come to dance, a girl. But now she's got a boy, I believe. Now, she's a gum, you know. Uh-huh. Now, she's got a boy, and I don't know where he's at. I know she had two. If I could talk to my Aunt Grace now, she's lived there all that years and knows the gully well, and her family. She could tell you where there was.
That's Grace.
Grace Lauk. She lives
in Mill
Creek. Yeah.
I met her a long time ago.
Did you? Yeah. Now she. Do you know where Zoni lives?
Where she did live.
And where she did live.
Yeah, I think so.
One thing the family lives there in the home.
Well, Zoni has a granddaughter, I think, works up here at college. Patty Parrick? Might be her name.
I don't know now. I just sat one girl.
I was thinking I could find her and talk to her. Hello.
I didn't know who you were.
Come on out here. He wants to talk a little to you. This tape's going. He's having a conversation.
Here. Well, sit down.
You just sit still there. I won't stand up here. Go ahead and sit still.
I'm talking about Russell, about his old music playing days.
What?
I'm talking to Russell about his old music playing days.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who you was there. Yeah, your hair got a little shorter since I seen
maybe,
you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
How you been getting along?
Oh, not too good.
Yeah.
I ain't been a bit good for... Well, I ain't been no good for 2 years. But then, I don't know, since February I've really been sick.
Oh.
I'm going to Fairmont's Monday to see a doctor down there. I ain't got any more riffies over here. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing, but one old head doctor over here, you know, ears and certain stuff, and patches to him. He said he's crazy, but now it was cinch, you know. So I ain't going to him. He said he was so rough on me, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd go down there. Everyone tells me that's not a good doctor. Well, my son.
Sometimes I'll say to get about half drunk if everyone wants to say a toast, you know. So Jerry's and Lee's was pale last fall and said all the sows to born. Here's the wall stung at him in the ass and said all the girls to horn. Said here's a man that's rocking the cradle and rocking it all alone. Here he is rocking some other man's baby and thinks he's rocking his own. Said here's a hike of heaven, the hearts of all good luck. Goddamn a girl want to go with a man and never want to fuck. Said before I'd fuck you, you son of a bitch, I'd stumble cunt with a willow switch. Before I'd fuck you, goddamn my soul, I'd shit and piss out my asshole.
What was that now, Lord Mike?
White and red.
Throw him out of the
beer gun.
What was that? I can't think now. What was that?
On the doors and a nice silk hose. A little old broad rimmed hat about 2 foot tall and a little old pee hole paid for it all. Mike said even though I told him that the joint to run him off.
Yeah, then I separated with him that night.
He said he wanted to learn that every time he come around. He said it's good toast, they're going to learn it. And so he hollered to tell them fellas out and they run me out, throw me out.
Did you ever hear one start?
No, I've heard that.
Hickory was the
finest. Some of them I couldn't get. Well, hickory wood's the best of wood. Fucking what does the women good. Open your legs and spread your thighs and give your cock good exercise. That's what kind of argument. Was that what you were saying?
That's the first time I ever heard that one.
That's the first time ever I thought of that. Shit, I don't need. You know, sometimes it... Maybe in 50 years on everything, but just some all once that they doing something that damn, something like that.
He
really,
he's something else. He's sitting there doing something. He'll just give a big smile. He's like, what are you thinking about now? Oh, I just thought of one.
I just think of somebody, maybe somebody told it, you know, and then I'll remember the damn story that they told me, you know, when I think of them.
White and red and stands in a bed. Ain't a woman in the land but won't take it
in her hand.
But what won't take it in her hand?
Uh-huh.
Well, guineas are
carrying on anything. Well, you can grab me nuts sometime.
I took a bunch of them out in the woods, just set them out last couple winters ago. I just got tired of feeding them. They just kept on. I don't know if they made it or what. It was springtime. It was just, they might have made it. I don't know. They just, I took them in the evening. They flew up in a tree to roost.
Uh-huh.
And I never heard of them. I took them about 3 miles from the house, up in the holler. Foxes probably got them or something.
Yeah,
foxes got them. How many turkeys you got now?
Mostly